You ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello, Potters. Thank you for downloading the podcast. This has sort of grabbed our imagination, this whole get a snag at Bunnings and get your COVID-19 vaccination at the same time.
I think they've really figured out their market though, haven't they? Like Queensland is lagging behind when it comes to getting the COVID vaccine numbers up.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, where do Queenslanders go over weekend? Where can we really hit them where it's convenient and easy? And they're like, oh no.
Mate,
Bunnings.
I went to Bunnings 3 times last weekend. I'm already double vaxxed.
Yeah, you could get a third.
You could go for a third. And a snag. It's all wins. We made an ad for getting the jab at Bunnings today. For never going to get one, we met a man who spent time in North Korea.
So intriguing.
Living life under a dictatorship.
Is it like we expect?
Plus, a particularly thorny guidance Gabby coming up in the Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Thank you for downloading.
Is Guidance Gabby.
You can submit your questions anytime you like at Cliffo and Gabby on Instagram or Facebook. DM us and change your name if you want to. That's fine. But we have received a question through from Candace, and I feel like this is going to open a can of worms. She said, Dear Guidance Gabby, my best friend is a single mum of a 5-year-old who I love, but when we catch up, she always brings her daughter along. This would be fine if it were sometimes. But others, I want to be able to spend one-on-one time with my friends so we can chat with no interruptions and have D&Ms like we used to. Can I ask her not to bring her daughter to our next wine night? Or is that rude? Candace.
Oh, that's a sticky one.
That's tough.
13, 10, 60. Essentially, can you ask a girlfriend
to
stop bringing her kid to catch-ups?
Like, we obviously don't know the situation if there's another person that is able to look after the child or not, if there's family around. But like, I kind of get where Candace is coming from in that when there's kids around, it is, you know, it's distracting. You've got to entertain them. You've got to make sure they've got things to do and they've got food and they're always asking questions, especially at the age of 5. So to have conversations is tough.
100%.
And you can't have adult conversations either when there's 5-year-olds around. They're very impressionable.
I totally relate to that aspect on behalf of Candace.
But can you ask?
I will say, as the guardian of a couple of kids, like, they are your responsibility 24/7. And I actually, like, my thoughts go out to Candace's best mate here, because I'm sure, like, any parent loves a night away from the kids just to get on the wines, you know, with the girls and Candace's sake or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you have a kid, that kid is your responsibility 100% of the time. It's the biggest responsibility you have in life. And it's really tough. And
how would you feel if I said, hey, Cliffo, I know you've got your daughter tomorrow, but can we have lunch and can you not bring her?
Oh. Look, the thing is,
that's my thing.
Candace can ask, but the friend can tell her to go jump.
Right.
That's where I sit on it. Candace, yes, go ahead and ask, but if your friend goes, that's rude, go jump, expect that. Do you know what I mean?
Could put a dampener on the friendship too. Like, you are risking that, aren't you?
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
What's she going to do? Get in the cot with a bottle of Fanta?
Can you can you ask your friend not to bring their daughter when you just feel like having adult time? You want adult conversation. You don't want interruptions. Are you allowed to ask your friend to not bring their kids along?
13 10 60 is the phone number. Give us a call. Tina's here first up. Tina, what do you think? Can Candace do this? Can she ask her single mum bestie to leave the kid behind?
Look, when I originally rang, I said no, but I've kind of changed my mind. Okay. I think yes, but she's going to need notice, like, to get a babysitter or, you know, you can't just expect on a Wednesday to ask for a Friday, the next Friday night.
Maybe
So
what about how she words it too?
Yeah.
Like, maybe you're not as blunt as I want to go out with you, no kids allowed. You know, but you just go, hey, let's go out like the old times and go crazy. And do you know what I mean?
Mom's gone wild.
Yeah, it's how you word it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she can ask, but she just has to be careful with how and when she asks. Like, the expectations need to be thought through.
Yeah, and she's also got to be considerate of, like, if she can get a babysitter or not, if she's a single mum who has no help or, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that, by the way, hats off, like, to Candace's friend. Mm. Yeah, that's tough, man. There's two of us in my house and it's still the toughest job in the world. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for your input, Tienen.
Thanks.
Alex is next. Alex, Hi. What do you reckon? Can Candace ask her friend to leave the kid behind?
Well, I think, as a mother myself, that mother would want nothing more than adult time alone with her friend. However, I think the friend needs to be a bit smarter and less selfish and maybe offer to be social when the child is asleep or bring activities to distract the child so that they can have more meaningful conversations.
Yeah.
That's what I do with my friends and that works really well.
Would it work if, so the daughter is 5, so she'll be going to school soon. So maybe wait till she's at school, both take a day off work and go crazy at midday.
Like Ferris.
Exactly.
Ferris Bueller's day off.
Yeah.
Shopping. Have a midday wine.
Go to Kmart. Alex, you are. You are, girl.
I know. So sad,
love
isn't it?
Thanks, Alex.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Opal, what do you think about this? Can Candace ask her bestie to leave the kid behind?
Yes, but it's all about the way that you do it.
Okay, so how would you do it?
So I had the same situation where there's about 4 or 5 of us, depending on which week it is and who's in, fly out. But I sat down with all of my friends before I actually spoke to her and I said, how about we go to her and organize some type of babysitting schedule? Because she was the only one of our friends that had a child.
Oh.
And we all sat down and went, okay, so what days do you have off and stuff like that? And I went and sat down with her and I said, look, I know you want some time away as well.
Yeah.
So
we've done the hard work for you.
And you know what?
Well, that's the thing. It was like, if she can babysit on Tuesday, can we hang out?
Oh, amazing.
And it sounds like you were just so honest, Opal. And with true best friends, you can be
that honest. Well, that's what we all said.
And
I'm a very blunt person.
I love, though, that you're going with a solution. Like, you're not going to her and going, this is your problem, deal with it and come to me without your child. Like, you're going with a solution.
Go with solutions, not problems.
Yeah.
Opal, I love it. Thank you.
See you, mate.
Good on you. And Candace, if all else fails, Gabby makes a great babysitter.
Oh,
she's awesome with kids.
I'm here for the wine night. I'm not there for the baby.
All right, kids, come around to Uncle Cliffo's place.
Oh, how good is this? Bunnings are opening up their doors for another reason come this weekend, and that is for you to get your COVID jab. So Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk announced this yesterday. You may have heard her very impassioned speech.
I can announce today that starting this Saturday, vaccine clinics are coming to Bunnings so families can get their Bunnings sausage and a dose of vaccine. We're taking the vaccine to the people.
You can hear it. She had such a smile on her face and we've tightened it up there for radio. But when she said we're coming to Bunnings, all
so
of her
stoked.
People were like, yes!
We're taking it to the people.
We're going to Bunnings!
Queensland is lagging behind. And so they had to do something special to make it convenient because we're all a bit laxy-daisy, aren't we?
Yeah.
And it's, I guess, a little bit too chill in Queensland right now. We're not rushing out like the other states. So if it's convenient, if it's there when you're going to get your DIY project, you might get the jab. However, because she's announced this so quickly and it's happening this Saturday, Bunnings haven't had a chance yet to put an ad together and put it out into the world for everyone to
know
what's
going on. Not hard
for
them though, is it? Like, they just got to whack a camera in a shop and get to chatty team members.
Well,
like,
it's not that hard because we've managed to create one for them. Yeah. You're welcome, Bunnings. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Bunnings team member Gabby.
And I'm Bunnings team member Cliffo.
And if you're looking to build your immune system, come in and chat to our experts about the Pfizer, AstraZeneca or Moderna jab.
And as always, if you find a lower price on a vaccine, we'll beat it by 10%.
So come on in and grab a snag and grab a jab.
Bunnings Warehouse, where lowest prices on Pfizer, AstraZeneca and Moderna are just the beginning. Because they're free. We're like the modern day Mad Men, aren't we? Gabby, know?
An interesting one today. We threw it out there earlier this morning asking for someone who has been to North Korea, somewhere in the world that's very hard to get to and not very popular, I would say. to go to. But we've found someone. Producer Brooke has found a British photographer by the name of Tommy Walker who has been to North Korea and can tell us all about it. How are you, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks. How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, really good. Thanks. We're excited to hear your story, Tommy. Korea, the spotlight very much on Korea at the moment with the popularity of Netflix Squid Game. But you've been to the Korea that's, you know, the north of Korea. It's still a dictatorship. There's still a lot of reasons not to visit North Korea. But how did you find yourself there?
Yeah, well, I went to visit North Korea in 2019. Look, I went there as a curious travel writer. When you have to go with a tour to get in. I was always interested to see about what happens there, really. It wasn't a place that you go to see particular sightseeing. It was more to just experience how things happened there.
We hear a lot about it. We hear a lot about the dictatorship, about the rules and the no-nos and, you know, how protected they are from the rest of the world's influence. Was your experience there similar to what we hear about when it comes to North Korea?
Absolutely. I mean, the actual good example I can tell you about when I went was, it was at the time when it was the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting in Hanoi.
That was highly controversial too, wasn't it? Donald Trump, a Western leader, meeting, you know, who was essentially a dictator. That was very big news at the time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. Especially from the Western side. And people were watching it for the first time. And we were like, we'd already knew what had happened. You know, it had taken place days earlier. So that was an example of like how they were behind things, you know. And obviously the show was state propaganda, you know.
Yeah.
It was tailored to how they wanted to show it. So
interesting.
Propaganda.
Did you ever feel unsafe while you were there?
I think the more concerning thing was the conversations we had with the tour guides, because you had to be really diplomatic. You know, I remember one instance where I said, oh, North Korea would benefit from more tourism if you just opened up more. And the tour guide's face dropped and was like, what do you mean opened up more? It was just a bit of a, they didn't really understand why I said that, you know. It was almost like insulting.
And it's the kind of thing too where if you are seen to insult the country, if you're anti-North Korea, like, that's a real law. You could be locked up for that.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And so just things are different there. So you just have to be a little bit cautious about what you'd say.
It's definitely not somewhere you'd go for like a relaxing holiday or something, though, is it? It's more like an educational experience.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, again, you go to visit because you're more interested in how things operate there. It's not going on a holiday to...
Well, you're talking to Queensland now. You're not sitting by a pool drinking cocktails, are you? Just quickly, have you watched Squid Game on Netflix, Tommy?
I mean, honestly, I began to watch it yesterday, but I've heard more about it in the news. I've heard what it's about.
Wow.
So it sounds pretty creepy.
Next time you're in Korea, if someone comes up to you with a mask that looks like a PlayStation controller button,
don't go with them.
Avoid them. Do not hop in that van. Walker, UK, was UK born and bred, but I believe we're speaking to you in Thailand now, but he's taken photos all over the world and they're amazing. Check him out, tommywalker.co is his website. But Tommy, amazing to get your story. Thanks for being part of Never Gonna Get One, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Cheers.
It's happening. We are treating Patrick like a millionaire because he is our Cliff and Gabby representative for Million Dollar Day with Million Dollar Alpha Bucks. He's our only representative at this point in time. So we are really getting behind him and trying to get him excited about the potential to be a millionaire. And Patrick, how are you? How are you feeling today?
Feeling good today. How's everybody else feeling?
Yeah, I'm
good, thanks.
I'm excited for you. We've already announced that we're going to put you in a helicopter, plonk you over the top of the Great Barrier Reef and fly you to a 55-foot luxury super yacht. So they've been the announcements we've made over the last few days. But we do have another Live Like a Millionaire experience we want you to experience.
Enjoy.
There we go. And Patrick, it's all about putting a roof over your head. Would you like to know some details about where you're going to stay?
I'd love to.
Patrick, you'll be resting your head tonight at a premier suite at the Hilton Hotel in Cairns. The room is 120 square meters and is a luxury top floor suite. It offers stunning views of the waterfront and rainforest through floor to ceiling windows. Whew. You'll also have executive lounge access for drinks, breakfast, all that sort of stuff. The list goes on and on, but essentially, like, if there was a presidential suite,
this is it,
in far north Queensland, you have it, my man.
That doesn't sound too bad, does it?
Look, it's better than the Ibis.
What do you normally do when you stay at a hotel, Patrick? Like, do you throw out
nothing
all...
like that?
Nothing like that. Me too, Patrick.
No, but
me
too. When you get there, do you like throw all the things from your bag out across the room? Do you make yourself at home? Do you unpack, or do you feel a bit out of place in something like this?
Well, usually if there's a second bed, that becomes the wardrobe. Mm. So yes, usually everything gets thrown onto that.
Mm.
And yeah, it's usually this side little street, a little hotel on the side street.
Yeah.
With shared bathrooms.
Like this thing, there's definitely going to be the wardrobe bed because this bad boy is absolutely huge. Like I said, 120 square meters.
Yeah.
Floor to ceiling windows, amazing views of the reef. And
there's a couple of couches that you could throw some clothes on for sure.
There's a lot of stuff you can throw. Your clothes. Mate, make sure you steal the shampoo, for God's sakes. You're going to want a souvenir from this place. Patrick, that is where you're going to be staying, mate. Add on top of that, the amazing seafood dinner at the Fish we're going to be taking you to, the helicopter flight, the luxury yacht. You're going to be living like a millionaire, my man. We can't wait.
It's going to be a hard couple of hours tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's going to be a tough time, Patrick.
You know, it's going to be hard going back to normal life. That's going to suck, Patrick.
I'm sad that we get to come along for the ride, man.
You got to do what you got to do, don't you?
It's a tough life, Patrick. We cannot wait to get it started. Patrick representing us at Million Dollar Day and living like a millionaire. Love it, Patrick. Thanks, mate.
Thanks.
Squid Game is absolutely killing it on Netflix. Mm, if you're not on
super
this
popular
at the moment, I absolutely loved it. I actually finished it last night.
God, that was quick. You only just started on the weekend.
Sub or dub is what Gabby said to me. You have to choose. So subtitles or dubbing. Go sub.
Dub is terrible.
Because the dub's pretty awful. Like, the voice stops, but the mouth keeps moving.
Sounds like a dance move. Sub or dub.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a dance style, doesn't it? But anyway, the big thing about Squid Game is it's all these, let's be honest, kind of down and out loser characters who are competing in kids' games that they did from their childhood, but with a lethal twist.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like, I say, Parasite, the movie that won the Best Picture the other day, the other year.
It was a Korean movie. Yeah.
Crossed with something like Hunger Games, because you're competing for your life.
You are.
So essentially, that's how it works. The prize is 46 billion won, which is the currency that they use in Korea. And I don't know if this is you as well, Gabs, but it's been on my mind the whole time. Like, how much money actually is that?
Mm.
Because won, like, that's not even a currency that I had ever heard of.
No. And you'd hope that it was a lot of money because they're literally putting their lives on the line to win the money. So you'd hope it would be a fair bit.
A lot. Well, last night it got the better of me. So I actually did the conversion and I found out what 46 billion won, the prize money in Squid Game, what it actually translates to in Aussie. Turns out it's 51.5 million Aussie dollars. So
I'd take that.
51.5 mil.
I'll be right with
you. Yeah, but you wouldn't compete for it.
No, I'm not going to put my life on the line for it, but I'd take it.
To give that some context, Ellen DeGeneres just sold her old house for 51 million Aussie exactly. So you could buy Ellen's house.
That's an expensive house. Like, I can't even fathom that kind of house price.
For 51.5 million Aussie, you could buy a 180-foot-long luxury yacht.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
It'd be the equivalent of winning Hit's $1 million Alpha Bucks more than 51 times. That maths was easy.
That's an obvious one.
You could hit up Jeff Bezos to hitch a ride on his Blue Origin space flight.
Cool.
Which lasts 11 minutes and you'd still have 20 mil left over. Yeah. You could nearly do that twice.
Nice.
And this is the interesting part, I thought. 51 million would also squeeze you inside Forbes Celebrity Net Worth Top 100 list.
Hmm.
So you'd make the top 100 richest celebrities if you had 51 million. You'd be at the tail end with the likes of Naomi Osaka, the tennis star, U2, Bon Jovi, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Kevin Hart, and Travis Scott.
Good company there.
You'd be as rich as those guys if you won Squid Game. if you competed.
If you were able to survive the whole way through to take out the
would
money.
Would you have a crack, do you reckon? To be as rich as...
Oh, no way! Naga? I'm not risking my life.
Forgot, you're already rich, though. Oh. I forgot. Gabby's a landlord, everyone. She's got a house. She's rich already.
You've she's got a pool.
She's going to start her own Squid Game soon.
We've mentioned this in the past, that sometimes there are holes in learnings when it comes to sex ed at school. There are questions that just are not answered. And so there's actually a tech startup called Normal that are answering those questions for an 18-plus audience. We actually have Lucy Wark, the founder of Normal, on with us right now. How are you, Lucy?
I'm so good. Thank you guys for having me on. I'm so pleased to be here.
It's good to have you on. And I mean, we should give a quick warning too. We are going to talk about sex education for the next few minutes. So if there are little ears in the car, you have been warned. But I think this is a very interesting concept because there's so many misguided opinions out there when it comes to sex education. Take the coach in Mean Girls, for example.
Don't have sex because you will get pregnant. And die.
It's just, there's a lot of bad stuff out there that we're taught when we are younger. And you've obviously seen the need, Lucy, for adult sex education. Tell us, why is that need out there? Why does it exist?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a brand, you know, we make sex education, we make sexual wellness products, and we do a lot of chatting to our users and a lot of chatting to Aussies about their sex lives. And we find that we're really often sort of making up for the gaps in our sex education. Like, I'm sure most people will remember some sort of banana on a condom situation, maybe some sort of, you know, here's how pregnancy works, a little bit of education about sexually transmitted infections or STIs. But that's usually as far as it goes for a lot of people. And in fact, like, in research we conducted earlier this year, we found that, for example, 1 in 2 Gen Z males didn't even get the basics of how pregnancy occurs. The majority of males and 40% of females didn't learn about the types of contraception. And sort of even more concerningly, there were sort of things like 1 in 3 young people were saying that only 1 in 3 young people said they actually learned how to discuss consent with a partner, and just 1 in 10 learned about the difference between pornography and sort of real sex.
I love that you're doing this because I definitely think there are these questions that need to be answered. In your opinion, should these things be covered at school, or is this a conversation that does need to happen when we're that little bit older? So it is, you know, an after-school education.
Yeah, oh, it's a great question. And I think there's, you know, everyone who's a parent or even everyone who's gone through school will have their own take on this. And I think there's room for reasonable disagreement about these things. I do think that, you know, this year we've obviously seen a much more open public conversation about the consequences of failing to teach about consent and respectful relationships in a way that's sort of truly relevant for young people and in a way that's something that they're actually going to use and implement. And certainly around sort of sexual health issues as well. We do get the pregnancy and STI chat, but we don't get a lot of discussion around things like sort of reproductive conditions like endometriosis, which affects 1 in 10 women. We don't get a lot of discussion around things like LGBTQ plus sexuality. And we know that young people are really hungry to kind of get answers on that. So they will turn to sources like pornography, pop culture, social media, friends, Dr. Google, and partners to get that information. And sometimes it's not very high quality, but there is kind of, I think, a good conversation to be had around whether that's something that we want to be teaching in schools or whether it's something that we actually see sort of brands like Normal stepping in to provide that information. But certainly I think there's a lot that we could improve around our sex education system, and that's becoming increasingly obvious.
What's the number one thing that needs to be improved straight away? Like, what's situation critical in your eyes?
Oh, I think it has to be education around consent. And you know, the statistics, and these are probably underestimates because of the way that reporting works. But the statistics are that sort of 1 in 6 Australian women over the age of 15 will have experienced sexual assault, 1 in 25 Australian men. And that is a public health crisis.
Well, the guide that you've put out there is called The Modern Guide to Sex, which I absolutely love. It's better than the milkshake commercial that the government created, especially around consent. So if anyone wants to get hold of that, where can they go?
You can go find us at itsnormal.com. We're very big on normalising this conversation.
It's pretty amazing. I know there were certainly holes in my education when it comes to the whole personal development. That's what PDHE, what they used to call it, wasn't it?
And was it even sex ed?
Yeah, nah, there was a lot of gaps there. And that's so interesting that you've set up a course to fill those gaps for people over the age of 18. That website again, itsnormal.com. Lucy, really interesting. Thanks so much for the chat.
Thank you both for having me.
We are currently supporting our sisters with Share the Dignity. This month is Move for Dignity, which is where we have committed to doing certain activity every day of October to raise money for people who can't access period products, which is just unbelievable that in 2021 there are people out there who menstruate who cannot access period products and have to get creative with other things in order to deal with that very natural bodily function. Yeah.
This is a problem in Queensland. This is a problem in Australia. It's a problem worldwide.
It's everywhere.
But it's happening in our own backyard. It's happening right now, and it shouldn't be happening in 2021.
No.
We met an amazing woman. You can get this at the Cliff on Gabby podcast at the Listen app.
Who missed school.
Used to have to leave school. Like, she suffered from period poverty to the point where it really impacted her life.
Totally. So it's a devastating thing. So we are doing our part. We are participating in Move for Dignity. We have a fabulous team of people who have joined us for October to get this done. And I'd like to just do a quick couple of shout outs because there are some amazing people who have raised a lot of money, including it's a mum-daughter team who are Kylie and G, who have raised over $1,000 as their team.
Wow.
And my cousin as well, Chanel, she has raised $1,500 by herself, which is fantastic. And she's a midwife, so she would have experienced people who, you know, need this kind of help. But there is still time to donate. So we have put a link up on our story at Cliff on Gabby on Instagram if you would like to participate and donate to help these women out there who need period products and people who need these period products. I wanted to share a funny story about this, though, because we are trying to reach our activity goals every day in order to participate in Move for Dignity.
So I set mine at 20 minutes of physical activity every day.
Yes.
So on the weekend, I mowed the lawn. Like,
perfect.
I counted that. Gardening, vacuuming the pool.
Going for a walk.
I'm going for walks. Yeah. So I'm just doing 20 minutes of moving my body, which mightn't sound like much, but when you go from 0 to 20 minutes a day, you absolutely notice it.
And have you managed to do it every day?
Every day.
Haven't skipped a day. I challenged myself maybe too much with mine because I decided I needed to do 5Ks a day. And my 5Ks are calculated by how many steps I do. So it's around about 6,500 to 7,000 steps
it's
a day
real weird,
will get me to 5Ks.
During the songs often, Gabby
I'm just like
start
marching on the spot.
Stomping around. To get a step
count up. Well, that's what I was doing yesterday because I was very behind on my step count for the day. And we had to go to Woolies and get some groceries done because we've been away a lot for the last couple of weeks and we had no food. So it was a random Tuesday afternoon Woolies run. And I'm like walking up and down the aisles while Nev was trying to choose the sauce he wanted to buy and stuff. I'm doing circles.
Smart.
But while we're in the meat section, he's trying to pick what steak he wanted. Because he's very, very picky with his steak. And so I just start stomping on the spot. And I'm just standing in the meat section, just like soldier marching on the spot. And this woman walked past and she looked at me and she looked confused. And then she caught my eye and she kind of just went,
Gabby's like, this is how I hurry him up. If I stomp like a toddler chucking a tantrum,
he'll hurry
he goes,
up and pick
he
a
goes
steak.
Quicker, love. Don't judge me.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.